Welcome back to the Sober Helpful Podcast. Hello.
Hello.
We're here. And God, it was such a journey to get these microphones to work.
Yeah, it was kind of annoying.
But... Oh, I'm exhausted.
Yeah, it's just... That's it.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you so much.
See you next time.
All right, anyway.
How you doing?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know how I'm feeling. There's a lot of things that's been happening.
All right, cut the chit chat.
All right.
Get to the meat of the matter. Get to it. Tell me everything.
Well, I don't know what's wrong. Like, I feel.
You seem a little gleeful about it, though. You're like, I don't know.
I feel like I have no choice but to be gleeful about it. I don't know. I'm just kind of sad. I'm sad. You know what
me
I mean?
Too.
And I'm not gonna act like I'm sad.
Around people or just
no, I don't know, because if I act that way, then I'm like gonna not say anything. Like, if I let myself be that way, I am just gonna stay inside, not want to do anything. Like, I'm not gonna let myself succumb to what I used to do. So I'm trying to be better about it and be more positive about it. Tell myself everything happens for a reason.
Oh, we're back to that.
No, I'm not saying that, but
no,
I am saying that.
I'm not saying that it's a bad thing. Like, oh, we're back to that. Like,
well, it's
oh,
true.
Good, we're back to that.
Well, it's know? True. You know, invisible string is real shit. And that's been my, like, motif for the past, like, 2 weeks was this invisible string, because a lot of shit's been happening.
Yeah.
A lot of crazy stuff
has
been happening. Sorry,
us.
Guys. I can't swear.
Gotta keep it PG-13 for the first, like, 5 or so minutes. We're reaching minute 2, so we might be in the clear.
Wow. I really don't like that. Because that's me, man. I do that.
Yeah.
Even though it's not a nice thing to do. But, no. So, some weird stuff has been happening. And it's overwhelming. And when I heard when the stuff started, it was really overwhelming. I felt like a fucking.
You're good. Just whatever.
It felt like a fucking tidal wave coming over my brain when it first happened. And I was like, I ended the day with a headache, and I took like a 2-hour walk just in circles around campus by myself at night. Like, that's how crazy it was. I was so overwhelmed. I haven't done that in so long, like since freshman year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. Just. I can't even talk about it out here because it's about people and.
All right.
But I'm just saying, a lot's just been going on, and people are getting sick too, which I don't want to get sick. I don't want the flu.
Mm-hmm.
That's just one thing. I just came off a sinus infection. I don't want to get sick.
True.
Anyway, how are you?
Same.
Yeah.
It sucks when you're asked like. What's going on and you just immediately forget that's happened. I hate that.
No.
It's not even anxiety. It's just like, oh great. Now I'm forced to think about it, I guess. Kicking your dogs up.
Yeah, I gotta relax. I'm overwhelmed already. Talking about it, thinking about it.
All I know is that the last 2 weeks or so, yeah, three or two weeks has been very jam packed. In my head a lot. Kind of reverting back to, I hate that this thing's in the way.
I have to peer over the because I've been trying to.
It can't go down.
No.
So you gotta hold it.
Here, I'll be over here. Okay. I'll hold it.
Yeah.
Sorry, I totally.
It's okay.
I talked.
It's okay. So, God, yeah, I've been. I don't want to say I've been going through it because I haven't. I've been feeling. Very lone wolf energy, I guess.
That's awesome.
You know those memes of the, like,
yeah.
It's like a werewolf,
yeah.
Just ripping his shirt off and
yeah.
Singing some like like nice,
yeah.
Quiet song.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I had some, like, my car was out of commission for like a week and a half. So that kind of disrupted. I know that's
mm-hmm.
So first world problem. Like, my car was broken, so I had to drive a different car.
Oh,
whoa.
Wow.
And I had parked a different place, and I walked shorter distance.
That's rough.
But my routine has just been, it's been the same over and over and over again. I'm really like, I have no idea what to say.
You don't have to say anything.
No, like it's weird because I've just been, I think because I just got it all out last night. So now I'm like, oh, I'm fine. I don't need to complain
anymore. Yeah. What happened last night?
Last night I cried and I cried and I cried and I cried while I played guitar, and aww, it was a very movie moment for me. But aww, I released a lot of stress. I really needed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And like kind of with no reason. I love those cries though. The no reason cry.
Like I love. Yeah, no, I get that.
I don't know why I'm crying.
Yeah, no. I find myself not having enough of those moments. I really, really, really need, like, right now I could do it.
The crying episode. the way I can describe it is the feeling of when you've kind of been going through the motions with life and you haven't really like talked to your friends in a little bit, like a couple weeks or so after hanging out like a bunch. And then they see you and they're like, oh my God, I haven't seen you in like so long. What's up? And how are you? And then I'm like,
yeah,
like I have to hold back the tears. I don't know. I feel like people can resonate with that. Like you've ever had someone ask, how are you doing? And you're like,
oh, it's done. Yeah, it's done right then.
Like
there,
just immediately biting your tongue. And like, it's not the time and place to like say how I'm feeling and how I'm actually doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that I don't want to be a Debbie Downer. It's just like I don't want to talk about it really.
It happens.
Not that I'm uncomfortable with talking about it with that person or in general. It's just like not right now.
I feel like that happens to me a lot. It happens to me a lot, and I find myself not having an outlet for that. Like, yes, it's not the right time at that moment that someone asks me, but when is it the right time? I can't find, like, there isn't a right time. Because there's no one for me to like genuinely talk to, but I don't want a therapist really.
Because a lot of people can say, well, why don't you both get fucking therapists?
Yeah, well,
like, I know. Well, look at our schedules.
Yeah, no, genuinely.
It's so dumb. Like, if it was like on a weekend, that'd be great. But
I don't even want to do that shit on a weekend. Yeah. I don't want to do that. And you know, like Joe would be like, I'm telling him I'm having a really, really hard time. And he's just like, well, let's find somewhere on your schedule to, you know, get you like at 1 hour. You have 1 hour in your schedule at least, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no. Like, I tell him, like, I don't want that. I know that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's a little crazy. But you know what I mean? Like, I don't want that. I genuinely do not want that. And because I don't know if it's me, like, trying to self-sabotage myself. That's like a whole nother thing. But it's also just like, I don't have the energy. And the last time I went to somebody, it was terrible.
Yeah.
It was genuinely one of the worst experiences of my life. Instead of them like helping or talking to me about the issues at hand, like them only listening to surface level things and not actually listening to what I'm saying. Like, I'm struggling.
Mm-hmm.
They're not seeing that. And they're not doing their job. They're just telling me, oh, it's just growing pains. That's what you're feeling. It's just growing pains.
I wish you could have had my therapist, man.
I'm like, but just my luck, I get one of those people. But
my luck is that I always have a great therapist, but then when I need to go back to them, they fucking leave.
They leave.
I'm like, that's great. I don't expect them to stay in that profession or have nothing change in their life. But I'm like, damn it, I could really use you right now, man.
And I gotta be honest, I've lived pretty much my entire life without one. And I've been through a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all have, like, but I enjoy letting myself figure things out through, you know, the ebbs and the flows. You know what I mean? I genuinely like doing that because I feel like I know myself really well. Like, I understand myself really well. And the only reason that is because I've been able to spend time alone with myself for so long and like learn through experiences by myself for so long.
True.
And, you know, I have... I right now, like, the only difference between those times and this time is that I don't have the people as much people as I did before. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
You go through middle school, you go through high school, like, you have all these friends or, like, you have these people to talk to. They may be going through similar situations.
The support group,
the
yeah.
support. But when you go to college, we all know this cliche bullshit. You don't have as many friends. You're all, like, little, like, little group, maybe one or two like close friends or something like that. And that's mm-hmm. true. That's true for me. But even then, like, I'm not going to go to those people I'm not going to go to you out of my way and be like, I need to talk to you about something deep.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't talked to you in like a week or two. Like, I'm not going to go to you and do that. You know what I mean?
It does feel weird. And I'd love to deep dive on that. Because I think through natural, like, events in life, we have... I don't even want to say it.
What?
We've kind of grown apart a little bit. Not grown apart. We just have... We don't talk as much as we used to.
Yeah.
Because of...
Life. It's not because I hate you.
No, same here. It's not because of that.
Yeah.
It just makes me sad sometimes because I'm like, man, I just wish that... It's not that I wish that it could be like it used to. I kind of crave it a little sometimes.
I crave it all the time.
But then I'm like, but what? Talk about. But what?
Yeah.
What say? What do? Like,
yeah,
no. I don't know. But I do like our dynamic. Like, I find our connection is way better in person than it is via internet.
I hate talking over the...
Yeah.
I hate texting. I hate FaceTime. Like, I just don't like it. Mm-hmm. It's just not real to me. It's just whatever.
Yeah. And I've kind of become that way with my other friends. But I don't think they get that. Well, so,
yeah.
I don't know. It's very weird because there's these people that you meet and you're like, okay, I've got a pretty good connection with this person. Like, I consider them my friend. But then I think... You know, college is ending soon. It's like, it's kind of back to what you were saying of like, there's no support in college is because you kind of know that there's an end date to it, sort of like mm-hmm. there's no guarantee that after college and graduation that you're going to keep the same connection. Like, you're not going to have a common space to like meet and hang out every day in
mm-hmm.
aka college, like a third space, I guess is what it's called mm-hmm. or something. But so it's like, is it worth pouring myself out to someone that is not going to be in my life, like in a year or two? Yeah. That's how I see it kind of. Or if you sit down and you think about it, you're like, I've only known this person for like, you know, say 3 years since being in college. And it's like, I don't, like, there's different, it's so complex because there's different levels of friendship and it's like, we've only known each other for so long, but that time is growing. So it's like, okay, now it's acceptable in our brains, quote unquote, to, you know, vent about this certain thing. But then you're like, okay, I've only known this person for 3 years and oh my God, they don't even know about X, Y, and Z, which is like a pretty important thing.
Yeah.
But you can't really sit down and be like, okay, here's my life story.
Yeah.
It kind of happens naturally over time. But if you only see these people like on the weekends and you're not really giving that space and time for things to come out naturally, then it kind of feels forced, I think. I'm not sure if I'm making sense.
You are making perfect sense, but you saying, like, what you were just saying, like, you, these people, like, don't know the right now or the before, like, your past or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But so, when I brought up, like, the invisible string...
Mm.
Things have been happening where someone from my past, from high school,
mm-hmm.
happens to know and experience the same exact thing with this one person that I thought I was the only person experiencing with.
Mm.
So we just happen to get back together,
mm-hmm.
and this whole thing... It's just bigger it's than
connection. Everything's ever connected.
Imagined.
Yeah.
Like I can't go in. It's so sucky. I can't talk about it out here. But it's crazy,
after
dude.
After the scenes, it's only 14
crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to tell you. You might. Oh my God! And every time I try to tell somebody, they don't get it.
Yeah.
I try to tell Joe, like, there's a invisible string going on here, and he's like, "No, it's just a coincidence." And I'm like, no, this is crazy.
Yeah,
you don't even know. Like, I try to explain. I also,
they don't get the levity of it because they weren't there. They didn't experience it in real time.
They don't get it. Mm-hmm. And it's also he's a guy. Yeah. I'm gonna pull that out.
Yeah,
like, that's real, you know.
Yeah, he's a man.
We're spiritual, you know what I mean? He's not spiritual.
just collects Pokemon cards for fun.
Yeah, like, what is that? Is that no, it's not spiritual.
That's his tarot cards, though.
Dude, but honestly, me too.
You know
but
Charizard?
Dude, Charmander, bro?
You know what that means?
Yeah, like,
I'm on fire.
I just pulled out a Charmander. That means, I don't know. I don't even know tarot reading, so I can't even say shit like that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But back to the weird, like, time thing with friends of, like, not knowing, like, should you tell this friend of 3 or something versus a friend of 70 or something.
Mm-hmm.
There's part of me that's like, you know what? That doesn't really matter because if it doesn't come out naturally, then it doesn't come out naturally. Like, they don't, not everybody needs to know, like, your whole lore, your whole backstory for things to make sense in life. Because I've met people who have, like, immediately understood what kind of person I am. And I'm like, whoa, get the fuck away from me.
Yeah.
But that's like, it's okay. I'm like, okay, great. You know, I'm understood in that sense. And I don't need to give that context and, like, kind of go through that feeling of telling the story again and, you know, having like a little traumatic moment. Not so much traumatic, but that's the only word I can think of. It's just like, but the thing I've noticed is, like, I've noticed it through, like, my dad's friendships. He's like, man, I've known this person for like 11 years, 12 years. And I didn't know that about that person. And I'm like, oh my God, really? I mean, it just puts things in perspective to me. It's like, you're 55 years old and you're still learning about things about this person 12 years later. Like, in the 12 years or even more of knowing this person, you're still finding out new shit from their past.
Yeah.
And it kind of blew my mind a little bit. I was like, well, you know, life doesn't get so boring.
Yeah, no.
You know, but
because we're all living, like, different lives, you know, and we're all, like, experiencing new stories with and without each other. So, I mean, yeah, that keeps it natural. Like, the natural, like, coming out and just, it's natural. I'm not forcing it. But then, like, those moments where you're like, oh my God, I didn't tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the best feeling. Like,
I love when people say that.
I totally forgot to tell you this. Like, this happened, like, 5 years ago. Like, but this is crazy. Like,
5 years ago, France, midnight.
Like,
this guy, me.
Wait until you hear it. Like, I love those moments. Those are the moments that, like, that's what I'm looking for in friendships, is, like, people like that who are like, dude, you know, and like, just like, because that's how I am. And it just, it's like a, I don't know what it's called. I don't know what
it's
called.
Spiritual exchange.
Maybe. But it's just like a homey feeling. Like, I'm at home.
Homey.
Like, these are my, like, these remind me of the people that I grew up with who made me who I am and all this other stuff. And it makes me feel really good. Like, these are my people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Those are the best moments, for sure.
Yeah.
I'm gonna cry.
Feel free.
Here's the episode.
The crying
episode. I'm not gonna cry. I find myself not crying. Like, I have that, like, achy feeling in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all the time. And I don't know.
But it's just build up, though. It could be classified as unhealthy buildup, but I think it's like, it's like reserving fuel for the fire of, like, the big crying session to happen soon. And I kind of like that, because if I did cry every time that I wanted to cry, like, in public or whatever,
yeah,
or just at any random time, I feel like it wouldn't feel as good,
right?
You know, like, it's a weird feeling. That's a weird thing to say, because it's like, we promote happiness, like, you have to be happy all the time.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's not the reality of life.
No.
But when you are happy in those really happy moments, you're like, God, I haven't had a laugh like that in a while. Like,
yeah.
And that's good. And it's like, it almost is just, it is that buildup of emotion.
Yep.
And it brings it to its fullest potential when it actually happens.
Yep. And that happens a lot with, like, trauma, like, really traumatic events. Like, I've had something really traumatic happen to me via, like, a car accident back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And this happened 2 days ago, and it was bad weather, bad roads, and my car isn't that great, I've learned, because it's not all wheel drive, it's like front wheel drive. And so I've recently, like, I've been driving by myself, like, back when it was more snowy than now, and, like, my car would, like, slip a lot, like I'm trying to brake, like I can't do it. Like it was scary for me. Like I almost hit a car once, like turning. Mm-hmm. And it was really, I was by myself. It was really scary for me. And that's not like the traumatic event I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Like I was in a car accident when I was younger in the snow because of, you know, slipping. Like mm-hmm. it was crazy. So, and like recently, 2 days ago, I was driving one of my friends to their friend's house, and it was like me, Joe, and them. And I was like, something clicked, and I was like fucking freaking out.
Yeah,
I was
trigger.
Scared, and I started screaming. I started yelling, like I was scared. Like, and I felt like they weren't listening to me. And so that like didn't help the situation where I'm like, I can't do this, guys. Like, why can't you just fucking walk there? Like, how mm-hmm. far do you live like away from them? Like, why can't you just do this? Why are you putting like us in danger? Like, I was like having like a genuine like attack mm-hmm. of like anxiety and like
stress.
Like meltdown. I was yeah. Like was literally breaking down. And I wasn't in my head, like I wasn't like, I'm gonna fucking yell and scream at them right now because I'm angry. That's not what was happening. And I really hope that's not what they thought was happening. But Joe definitely did. That was a whole other thing. But it was like, I had like no control over it. And it was scary for me to be acting like that. But also scary for me to be put in that situation. Like the roads, it was at night too, which did not help at all. And it was like really bad. It was like the roads weren't even like paved or anything.
I know exactly what you mean.
And I was like, I can't do this. So I had like Joe drive after like a period of time. I'm like, I can't do this, Joe. You're gonna have to do this, because he hasn't had experience like driving really bad, like crazy like weather.
He has experience. He has
experience. Okay. And he's driven like shitty car, like breaking down like kind of car in that kind of weather. So I'm like, I feel comfortable for you doing that. But in my head, I'm like, I can't. I was like conflicted, like, hey, should I have him do that? Because what if something happens? And my friend was like offering to drive. Like he's like, I can drive. Like. Mm-hmm. You know, I drive in my shitty car in this weather, and I'm like, I can't have you drive. Like, I was like yelling, like, I can't have you drive, because what if something happens? It's better if me or Joe is driving.
Yeah.
Like, I was like so like upset. And so I finally gave it up, and I pulled over to the side of the road, and I'm like, Joe, you're gonna have to drive.
Mm-hmm.
And even in the passenger seat is even scarier, because like now I definitely have no control. And I'm like, Joe, careful of this turn. You can't turn like that. You're going too fast. Like, I'm yelling. Like, all I'm doing is yelling. All I'm doing is, like, screaming. And, like, I feel terrible. And I literally, we got to the place where we were dropping my friend off. And I apologized. I was like, I'm so sorry for doing, like, I'm so sorry that you had to experience that. And they were, like, very understanding and was like, I know, it's very scary. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then of course, you know, boyfriend shit, like Joe was mad at me for like yelling at him in front of, you know, our friend, and yelling at my friend like that and stuff. Like, and I understand that, and I apologize for, I'm like trying to get him to like, you know, understand, but I felt like he just wasn't, you know, understanding my situation.
Yeah.
in a complete way. I felt like he was being selfish about it.
It's hard to understand what's happening like that, and,
yeah,
and
no.
Be considerate when you're being when you're at. Under that situation.
And like, I completely understand that.
You know, what
yeah.
did I do wrong?
Yeah, no. And he was being like supportive, that he was like being nice the entire time too. But like afterwards, like he could have, you know, said that he was upset with me in a better tone. Like he was being mean. Like he was not nice about it, which
yeah.
didn't help the situation. I was trying to tell him like this, like it ended up being a huge argument
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. And I told him like, this probably wouldn't have happened, like the argument
yeah.
if you weren't mean about it and you were understand. Like I had to literally unlock what like that trauma that I got from being in that car accident. Like I told him like, this is what happened. I had to watch this happen to my dad while my sister was doing, I'm not gonna, you know,
yeah.
talk about it on here, but like bad shit. Like
yeah.
I had to unlock that just to get him to understand why I was acting the way that I was trying to tell him.
Context though, because it
yeah.
explains a lot for him
yeah.
not knowing.
Right, absolutely. And I was telling him, like, he's like, well, and I'm not saying that it's not an excuse.
Yeah.
It's not an excuse. Like how I acted is not appropriate, but it was also that I do have, you know, some mental illness where it's like, I can't control it. And it's not an excuse. I'm not saying it's an excuse. But, like, can you understand that for me? I'm someone who is struggling a lot in a lot of different ways with anxiety and everything like that, paranoia, whatever. Mm-hmm. And it was that moment. It was the kind of thing where I'm like, we're like staring at each other in the car, and I'm like, it's like that unleashing of like the trauma and talking about the trauma. Like, I just cried, but I wasn't like sobbing. Just the tears were falling out of my eyes, and I'm like still and just staring at him in his eyes, mm-hmm. and I'm just leaking, but I'm not crying. Like, I'm not sobbing. I'm just crying, you know, just the tears are falling out of my eyes. But all I could do is not. I was, like, stuck. Like, I felt like I was, you know, it felt good. Like, it was that kind of crying. It was a long, convoluted story. I apologize to get to the crying part. But that crying was something I haven't, like, I've never experienced before. Like, that was, like.
You're not feeling sad, but like a movie cry.
I just unleashed something that I've never unleashed before, uh-huh. and it was the best feeling. And trauma and stuff like that, it takes years with a therapist even to, like, you know, be not better, but like, you know,
to
better,
get to that point to unlock
comfortable
that, yeah.
you're never like cured of, you know, your traumas or anything like that. But that was like crazy, and that was like that's the most recent cry, the most recent like trauma cry I've had mm-hmm. in a really, really long time, and it felt amazing.
Yeah.
So.
Oof. I just went through that with you. Like,
yeah, really.
I was there, like,
thank you.
So strange. Yeah. I don't know.
I kind of put you off in a little weird spot. I gotta be honest.
I'm appalled. No.
No, it's just, you know, you talk about things like this, you're gonna get stuff like that.
Yeah. I think my brain is just trying to, like, find a way to relate.
No, so, like, you
not,
can't.
Not, like, to make, not to make you feel better. I'm just trying to put myself in your shoes.
Yeah.
Kind of. Like, to... I'm trying to find a situation where I've had similar experience. So, yeah. Like, relating it.
Yeah.
But I don't have anything, so. The only thing I could say is that my dad's kind of going through the same thing. Like, he had a mini car accident. Like, he was coming down. He had the right-of-way.
Mm.
And this other guy just blew through a stop sign. Mm-hmm. Or I think it was, like, a yield sign, technically.
Oh, yeah.
But he's, you know, my dad ended up T-boning. And he explained it to me the other night, not very recently. He's like, I just saw, all I saw was the airbags covering the window. And I had no idea who was in that car, like, what just happened. Like, he thought he, you know, hurt somebody for real. But they were fine. They were fine.
Yeah.
But he has this trigger, and he admits it all the time. He has little triggers that whenever I'm driving and he's in the passenger seat, he'll do the little like fake brake motion, like he has control of the car and he'll brake, or he'll like put his hands up on the side thinking that I'm not gonna stop.
Yeah.
Like, it's all right, it's okay, like I've got plenty of time to stop, you know, I'm in control, it's all right.
Yeah.
But he's like, yeah, I'm sorry about that, like it still affects me.
That's exactly like the kind of stuff like that happens with me, like when someone's driving, like Joe specifically, and he hates that I'm like this, but he's not the best driver, and I will say that.
He does drive like a little grandma a little bit.
Yeah,
very safe driver.
But yeah, I do that too. I'm like,
are you gonna stop?
Yeah, exactly. Or he like sits like 5 minutes out of all way, and I'm like, Joe, it's all way, and he's like, I'm being safe. And I'm like, no you just
there.
Don't know what you're doing. Like, what are you talking about? Like, and he's, there's times where he like blows through a stop sign, doesn't see the stop sign, doesn't stop at the stop sign.
Oh.
And I'm like, okay. And you do like this, and you don't, you expect me to be like, you know, chill in the passenger seat with what I've been through. You're a jerk. No, yeah. I totally get that too.
I was driving in some really, I couldn't have picked a better day to go to the museum yesterday.
You went yesterday?
I went yesterday.
By yourself?
By myself.
Bruh.
I didn't take my car. I took Mary's car.
Oh, yeah?
Because I've just been having the best luck with my car. I'm driving like with a couple lights on right now. Because there's like, it's a steering angle sensor, and it's this like weird metal disc that's inside the steering wheel.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, it's not a danger for me to be riding with it right now. Like it just came on. So I have a lot of time to get it fixed.
Yeah.
So it sounds like I'm just making an excuse about that. But,
you're all good.
But that came on, the lights came on the last time I went to Syracuse alone. So that's, I'm like, I go again, something's gonna happen. You know, yeah. The fucking luck I have.
I know.
When we were going to Syracuse getting the tattoos,
I do.
Cubert, my other car would not start for some reason. The battery was dead and I had to get another battery. I'm like, are you kidding me? And that happens every time I go somewhere. So I'm like, there's no way I'm taking this car in this bad weather, even though it's got snow tires. That's the only thing, that's the only difference between the two is that the Mary's car is like a Mitsubishi.
Yeah.
It's got bad tires.
Yeah.
But it's got new brakes. So it's like, all right. So it's like teeter-tottering on the scale. Like, which one's better to take?
Yeah.
But I took Mary's car. It's more efficient gas, whatever. Roads were so shit. Yeah. The highways, slush. Literal slush. Like, you had to stay in the tire tracks that previous cars have made.
Yeah.
And if you were changing lanes, oh, my God. Good luck.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
You were sliding. You're like, you have to...
Exactly. Yeah. That's...
40 miles the whole way to Syracuse. Other cars and me.
Really?
Because we're like, we're not chancing it.
Yeah, no.
And I passed a car. I still am thinking about this guy. He was in a ditch and he was like just on the verge of getting out and back onto the highway, but his tires were like spinning. And I'm like, dude, I wish I could have pulled over and helped you, man.
Oh, my God.
But I came back and he wasn't there. So
I would have lost my shit.
So I got to Syracuse. I went to the art museum alone. And I'll talk about that in a sec. Then I drove halfway home. I went to Clay and I just got some lunch. Roads were clear, beautiful. Really? Started to go home, white out. Blizzard. Like, are you serious? Like, I couldn't see like more than two cars ahead of me. I'm like, are you serious? So I'm like talking out loud and I'm like, what's up, universe? What's up? Okay. Give me a second to just air my grievances with you and call it ungrateful, whatever. Don't care. Why is it? And I just voiced this out loud. I'm like, why is it every time that I want to leave this town, even if it's an hour away, you throw something my way? You throw these curveballs at me. Like, I'm getting the feeling and the signs from you, all these coincidences that I'm like, it can't be the coincidence. So, the little string. I'm like, are you telling me I'm not ready? Like, do you just not, like, am I forever stuck in this place? Do you not want me to leave? Like,
oh.
I just was taking it so personally.
Yeah.
And I was talking out and I'm like, you know, I get that what I want to do with my life is not going to be easy.
Yeah.
I want to travel via car, you know, across the state, then potentially around the country. And I know it's not going to be easy. So like, is this just you testing me and showing me that it's not going to be easy? Because if so, I got so deep. I was like, I'm going to try with every bone in my body to go against the current because you're not going to keep me here. I was just saying the shit out loud. I'm like, I'm not going to fucking give up. You can't do this to me. Like, I am so determined to get out of here and do what I want to do with my life. And then the blizzard started to clear.
Whoa!
Sun came out. But then I got to Fulton and then it was like fucking winds, like 50 mile an hour gusts. I'm like, God damn it.
Wow.
I got home safe and God, it was just a whirlwind of emotion. And I went to the art museum because I've just been in this art block. And the projects that I'm doing right now, I just have no inspiration, no creative ambition to make or continue making them or finish them. Like, it just doesn't seem like it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I usually have this intuitive flow that happens when I'm making my art.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not feeling that. So I'm just like, I'm getting worried. I'm like, fuck, this is so bad. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm asking my professor and he's like, no, it's fine. Just do more. And I'm like, more? Like, I thought it was done. But So I went there to just get some creative juices, you know, replenished. And it was fun. It was a nice experience. Museum was way smaller than I remembered. But I haven't been there since, like, 6 years ago.
Yeah, I think I'm on the same boat.
But that was a good little experience. And then the fucking drive home. God. So that's what I've been dealing with, is just this feeling of not feeling right. Not feeling, I guess, like myself, maybe. And I think back to my method of thinking, like, a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I pulled out an old poem book that I wrote.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I published it. It's a New York Times bestseller.
That's awesome. That'd be awesome.
It's just a little notebook. It's got like maybe 20 pages of poems and stuff from like 2021, 2022. And I'm reading this shit and I'm like, oh my God, what was I on? Like, it was kind of good. I'm really? Like, dude, I don't even know what I'm talking about. But I'm eating it up. Like, it's good. I'm like, this isn't me. Like, someone else wrote this, it feels like. And I'm like, man, like, I tried to think back. I'm like, what happened at that time? And I'm remembering. I'm like, oh, I forgot that even happened. Like, the last couple years of college have just been a blur.
Yeah.
Like, I've forgotten about it all. But it kind of feels like a disservice to myself that I'm forgetting, because it all meant so much to me at the time when it was happening. And I don't know why I have that issue where it's like, if I don't still hold the same grudges, if I don't still feel the same way that I did back then I'm betraying myself in a way. I'm betraying my older self.
I completely understand.
So, but then I'm like, well, isn't it good that I'm forgetting these terrible things that I experienced? Like, mm-hmm. I'm not dismissing them. I just have other things have come up, you know, and that's just the way of life. So I think I was just kind of accepting it, and I was just reminiscing and thinking back. I'm like, okay, so I used to be more open to things. I used to be like, I used to give myself out more often, and now I'm becoming more closed off to people, to strangers, to kind of protect myself, because I've quote unquote learned that the more that I give to people, like being a people pleaser or just being like, my kindness is always taken advantage of.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to stop that. So I've been, you know, I walk around with a pissed off face. I don't want to, like, I'll be nice to people, in food service and in getting my stuff, you know, I'm never mean to them, but it's just like immediately after I'm like back to fuck the world and I'm on about my day. And, but I used to not be like that.
Yeah.
I used to be kind. I used to smile to people. I used to just do all these little things, like talk to people, even though I didn't really know them or something like that along those lines. But I don't know. And it's kind of, it's weird to think of going back to that, because I'm used to doing that. Like, it's working. What I'm doing right now works for me because I'm not getting hurt as often. So it's this weird, confusing whirlwind in my brain of like, what do I do?
Yeah.
Like, and I'm taking this class right now. It's studio practicum, but it's like basically just helping art students like planning after college and like becoming stable artists and income, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
And that's making me think of the future. I'm like, is this possible? Is what I'm going to do possible? Like, I'm seeing all these artists are coming in and they're talking to us and like, it's not going to be easy. And I'm like,
well, no shit.
I know, but they're striking a lot of fear in me and putting a lot of doubt into my brain. And now I'm doubting my art that I'm making now. Now I'm doubting my plans, you know, everything and questioning it. And it's like, I thought this would help me. I love that class because it does. Like, I built my resume, an art resume, which is completely different from a regular resume.
Really?
Cover letters, like, I'm doing research. Like, I'm feeling inspired by that.
Good.
But then, in turn, I'm also feeling very doubtful about my direction in life because they're like, it's not guaranteed to every person in that room.
Right.
Like, half the class wants to be art professors and teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Things could change.
Absolutely.
People can change. I can change.
Mm-hmm.
I doubt it. But they're just trying to prepare us for the worst case scenario. But
I've been I've been going through the same thing too. That's crazy because a lot of what you said, like,
it's that like towards the end of college feeling. I don't know. It's like they called it senioritis in high school, but we're not seniors, so
yeah. Well,
that's when you don't want to do anything, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I never knew.
Google it.
The definition. But no, I've been having the same problem where like I feel like we both, for the longest time, have had the same perception of people, where like we know what's up. You know, we're real about it.
We're not dumb. We're not dumb.
No, yeah, exactly. We're not dumb. Like, I'm not going to leave myself open,
mm-hmm.
To the people that I meet. Like, I right now I'm paying the price because I've realized like I'm like nobody, like other than the people that I.
Yeah.
Do have from like my boyfriend.
Yeah.
You, that's it.
It's getting pretty slim. Yeah.
And I realized it's because I am not willing to open myself up to people. I don't want to meet these people because the people that I have met,
mm-hmm.
I don't like. Mm-hmm. I don't like these people, and I'm surrounded by them all the time. And that's also the hardest thing about college is that, you know, you're in your college, like science. I'm in Shinnimon all the time, Rice Creek all the time.
And it's a small place.
Exactly. So, and the people that I do meet that are from other, like, disciplines, I'm gonna be honest.
Same shit.
I don't know how I feel about, exactly, just different things. And it makes me really sad and that, like, it's like my fault, half my fault, half, like, Slim Pickings.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unfortunate because you know, I feel bad, I feel alone, and I feel like I've done. I do have friends, like I see them in the hall, like in halls, like I'm in fucking high school in Shinnimon or whatever, and I like, you know, I say hi to them, maybe talk to them for a little bit, but I don't hang out with them. You know, we're not like friends. Like I'm like, oh my god, you want to go do this and that, like right now. Kind of friend like that I'm used to.
You're kind of locked into whoever you hang out with when you get here.
Yeah.
And then I noticed that, like, as you, when I got here and I was looking at like juniors and seniors, I'm like, well, these people aren't really willing to like make friends.
Yeah.
Because they've already got their people. So
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's also, people are very closed minded as well. And if you're not like them, I've also
closed-minded.
You know, we are closed-minded, but some people are worse than we are in the fact that if we're not like, especially if I'm not like them, or if I don't like dress a certain way or act a certain way, like they're not gonna talk to me.
True.
Like, I feel like we should have left that, you know, behind a little bit a while ago, like maybe high school.
Yeah.
But I see it a lot nowadays in college. And maybe it's just because, you know, just like us, like they're going with the flow, like they're just doing their thing, like they're not looking for like people or whatever.
They're just doing. They're not the same exact people, but they are like in the same genre, I think.
Yeah,
so they do like sorority people will be with sorority people, and they'll just so happen dress the same when they go out, you know.
There's nothing wrong with that. But it's just like, I don't know. No room.
No room.
But I'm okay with that. But it's also just like, why did I do this to myself? Like, I had the opportunity and I didn't take it because I was also going through some things
mm-hmm.
back in freshman year and like whatever. But
I think it is just slim pickings. Like, even the new people that come in, it's just,
I'm not gonna be friends with the freshmen, man. I'm gonna be honest, because I don't see them and I don't know them, like
mm-hmm.
whatever. But it is also that. But also with like the discouraging and the fear of what you chose to do with your life, because I feel I've definitely talked about this a lot, where like I don't know what I want to do, but because I've chosen zoology now, like I can't change it again. I'm not staying here for another 4 years. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not doing that, and so I'm now stuck with it. I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but just, you know, I want to like get a PhD. Like, do I want to do that? Like, I've heard, you know, from people who like work in the government, like professionals, like for my fisheries class, we were assigned to talk to fisheries professionals through like via email and like answer the, fisheries.
Oh, fishers.
Yeah. So like fisheries as in like they just work in like fisheries as in
fisheries,
like what you buy and like price chopper, like the fish, the people who you know, take care of the fish, to give us the fish, like stuff like that.
I thought there was a different word for that. I don't know
fisheries.
Why.
Yeah.
Because I think like a butcher for meat.
Yeah.
But
and, you know, taking this class, butchery. I learned that I don't give a flying about fisheries. No offense to pretty much everybody that I am friends with in that class and the professor, of course, but I don't care. I don't want to do that with my life. And talking to these people really settled that for me. Government positions, I don't want to work for the government.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
Oh, you'll be taken care of when the
world
ends.
You got a lot. Yeah, exactly. You got a lot of benefits.
You go into the Navy because then your social security number is taken care of and they're not going to touch you.
Exactly,
again.
Exactly.
I've been told the exact same thing.
You got it down pat, dude. And you haven't even been through the science side of it, but you got it. It's exactly like that. And I don't care. Mm-hmm. I don't care. I don't care. And then it's either you work for the government, you do something else, you work at a zoo, or you do research in academia. I understand that side, and I know that I'm probably going to have to go towards that side, but is that what I wanted to? Like, I don't want to do that. I don't.
Well, you don't have to do what your degree is.
Well, I know.
It does kind of, like, make you feel obligated to do that because you just spent 4 years doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're like, well, what? Now it's time for me to learn something new. Like, it's easier if I just use what I already know.
Exactly. And I love animals. I want to work with animals. I love fossils. I love fossils so much. Ammonite right there, bam.
Ammonite.
Pretty common. We can probably go out and
I never noticed.
Find
like
some shell and
shale.
We'll probably find an ammonite
those
in it.
Videos, the
Are you in dinosaurs?
Yeah.
How's it going?
Well, I have 15 minutes to get from Tyler to Shinnaman and eat, and then 15 minutes to get back, so I haven't been there.
Oh, okay.
But I've been doing, like, the stuff online. Okay. Dude, I'm so bad at it.
What do
I'm
you
so
mean?
I'm so bad at it. Like, biology and science, it just doesn't click in my brain.
If only you had somebody to help you with that.
Okay, I do have an exam, like, tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah.
In class?
I think so, but she hasn't posted anything
what
about it.
Fuck? All right.
We'll see.
I mean... Use your resources. Anyway.
What do we help dinosaur? Dinosaur help everything. Teach me the class.
I could teach you the class in a heartbeat.
It just doesn't.
In a way
so
you understand.
Over science. It's okay.
Dude,
for me,
me
science
too.
Is not.
Me too. I'm over science
but...
too. I hate my degree.
It's cool.
I hate it.
I just can't do it.
No, I completely understand it. I've been doing this for a long time and I still barely understand the shit that I do.
Mm-hmm.
So. But that's probably because I don't know, mental stuff going on, but I do have to leave. I have to tutor.
I think that from my perspective, I see you being successful. I see you
that's
being,
good.
<That's>
thank
good.
You.
Thank you. I do see you being successful no matter what you do. And I'm like kind of curious and I'm rooting for you because I don't know what you're gonna do either.
I know.
Like, I'm like there's so many possibilities and I just like I kind of want to see you do it all.
I want to work for National Geographic. That's what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I want to take the photos, do the research,
yeah.
Make a
you
video,
gotta take
make
photography
a
and Tyler.
I don't want to do that. It seems like terrible to me. Like I,
it's not,
not
helpful.
Fun. Not fun.
It's
I'd
not
probably
helpful at all.
Fucking take a master class like on the master class website or like watch a YouTube video.
True. I think
or
you just,
learn.
You just need a portfolio
because,
for that.
Because I do have camera experience. I was a cinema major for a little bit. I do have that experience, and I literally used a National Geographic lens for 2 weeks.
Brand
in the Adirondacks. Yes. Yes, because remember I took that class in the summertime.
True.
Up in
I
that
didn't
August.
Know that they made lenses.
Yeah, and it was massive, like long, and I could add that to my portfolio. I made a documentary. It was beautiful.
I never saw it.
Well, it wasn't a documentary.
I never
just...
saw it. I talked about the geese. I talked about the seagulls.
No, I didn't.
I was
a
part of it, but they didn't include me in the credits.
No, I made a documentary for my
one
class.
That was political. I'm sorry, that was
oh,
political.
Oh yeah, we can't talk
Whoa.
About that shit on here. Oh, I can't even say that. On
All right. I got an apology to make. I know I offended a lot of people when I just made
oh
that.
Oh my god,
so.
Dude. No, but I can yeah, let's add that to the portfolio, those two videos yeah. that I've made, for sure.
Do you know how to make a portfolio?
No. I can barely make my resume, and we're CV.
You gotta take studio practicum.
We don't even have that over in the sciences. I should probably... We gotta cut this off. We gotta cut this off.
We've had some fun chats.
Yeah.
Very natural. Wasn't planned at all.
Oh.
Loved it. every second of it.
That's why I like not planning.
And now we gotta figure out a title.
Oh no, and a description.
And a description.
Okay, we're ending this right now so we have time to do that.
Oh, what's going on here?
Please tell me it's still recording. It's still recording.
It logged us out. That was crazy.
All right. Okay,
thank you so much. Thank you so much. Follow us. Bye.